This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House Intelligence Committee heard testimony Saturday from Mark Sandy, an Office of Management and Budget official in the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California said Sandy's testimony related to a hold that the administration placed on millions of dollars in military aid to Ukraine.
We learn more about this investigation, and actually, as a former prosecutor, what is remarkable about this investigation is that it is almost entirely driven by witness accounts.
Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York said Sandy's testimony did not help with what he called the Democrats' charade.
One day it was quid pro quo. Last Sunday he changed it to the word extortion. Over the course of this past week he changed it to the word bribery. And today was a sobering reminder of just how ridiculous this impeachment charade is.
The committee later released transcripts of testimony from two additional White House aides who were both on a July 25th call between President Trump and Ukraine's president, former National Security Council official Tim Morrison and Jennifer Williams, an aide to Vice President Mike Pence. Morrison confirmed acting U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine William Taylor's testimony earlier this week. Williams said Trump's insistence that Ukraine carry out politically sensitive investigations struck her as unusual and inappropriate. Fires blazed on the doorstep of Hong Kong Polytechnic University's entrance into the early hours of Sunday as protesters hurled gasoline bombs and police fired tear gas volleys. Thousands of students and activists have blocked the entrances to five universities in the city and stockpiled gasoline bombs, catapults, bows and arrows, and other weapons. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.